May be seated. So Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. Abide in my love." Paul and I traveled earlier this week to Calgary to spend a few days with his parents and siblings. Wasn't earth-shaking that a person might do that. It was a good time, though, kind of relaxing and fun, and good to spend that time with them who we don't get to see that often. Good to be able to relax with Paul's parents especially, partly because his dad had a heart attack about a month ago. And so often it seems that there isn't quite enough time. There just isn't, is there? There are always things to do, errands to run, people to gather, but this time we took the time. "Abide," Jesus said, "as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love." So this time, I guess, we were able to abide in their love and they in ours, kind of just to settle in and relax, put our feet up, have some coffee, do a little gardening. It seemed important. I know that some of you would agree, probably most of you, time that it's good to spend relaxing and being. Not for any reason other than it is a good thing. Because truthfully, in life, you just never know how much time you will have. I know that a lot of us, all of us, are in the same position. Life goes on, sometimes it's busy. Things happen with our friends or loved ones, and you never know quite where things are going to go. So these words of Jesus, to abide in his love, are important. Abide in his love. They're a continuation of the gospel that we heard last week when we were reminded that we are a branch of the vine. We are connected to each other, all of us. We're connected to Jesus, to Christ, who is the vine. He is the source of life, the source of everything we need, the way we grow as people, whether we're those kids or whether we came in with a walker or some other kind of ailment. Jesus Christ is the way we grow as people, the way we live, life moving from God to us as if we are connected like a plant, turning to the sun together, all of us, getting what we need from our connection to the vine and also to each other, that connection from our connection. I spent part of yesterday gardening. It wasn't anything fancy. My garden might not look like I'd been gardening yesterday, but I dug a bit and pulled up a little bit of what is left from last year and wondered in a few other spots what it was in that spot anyway. I guess time will tell. What will grow? But no matter the year or the weather, the gospel reminds us that Christ is the vine and we are the branches. We're connected to him. And he is the source of our life and love. "As the Father has loved me," he said, "so I have loved you. Abide in my love." I think being part of the church is a strange thing. In a way, we are connected. We are. We know it. Our connection to God and to each other is real. Sometimes we know it, and we know that we draw life from each other, that God's Spirit kind of flows out of that person sitting next to me, that it flows from the person sitting behind me, that the love and prayers of each other make a difference. They make a difference in our lives, that connection. Sometimes we don't know it, though. Sometimes the people in this place drive us crazy, just like people anywhere. I'm sure that sometimes I drive you crazy, probably. Sometimes we are amazed and impressed by the community, but sometimes we are from so many different places. Sometimes I know that we miss the way it was at home, that little town by the border, whether the border is Scotland or Saskatchewan, doesn't matter. It's not this town. That big cathedral halfway around the world, whether the cathedral was in Lahore or Kingston, doesn't matter. Sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we miss what it was like where all our cousins and aunties and uncles lived, even if it was right here, but like 70 years ago. Sometimes we miss the peace of not being at church at all, but just sitting with a cup of coffee in the sunshine on Sunday morning. A different kind of connection. There are all sorts of different experiences that all of us have of faith and Jesus and God and community. And they really, all of them, are part of us being connected one to another. Christ being the vine and us being the branches and God's love and life flowing out. God's Spirit flowing among us. The connection is real, but it isn't perfect. Not from God's side, I'll say. It's not that it's, we'll give that God is perfect. But from our side, you could call it sin. It doesn't always deserve that word, though, I don't think. Some days I've thought of it as brokenness. Some days I think it is just being human. In this world, there are so many ways of being, so many different ways of being. Just look at us. You just have to sit down for 5 minutes and we know it. It's hard to imagine how we could all understand each other, isn't it? Would be a miracle. It's sadness, I think, sometimes even, the things we feel. If any of us are tired and miss the way things used to be, that can be sadness. It isn't neglect of community if, as those that we love move on, move away, or even pass away. If some days we prefer to stay at home, I don't think it's sin. Can be all sorts of things, sadness. But I do think that as sometimes we also know that God, as well as God nurturing us with a cup of coffee, as well it is good to remember that God nurtures all of us when we come together in a different way. This is important, all of us coming together. Christ is the vine, we are the branches. And he asks us to abide in his love, to be his friends, so that his joy might be in us and our joy may be complete, is what he said. So that our joy may be complete. Despite all the ways there are for us to be fed by God and connected to each other, somehow there is still something about coming together that is rejuvenating, that helps each of us grow within ourselves, but also together, to grow and stretch. Sometimes there's something about coming together that makes each of us laugh even, and it's a good thing. God's healing happens when we come together. I read some from a woman sometimes to help me write my sermons. What you heard so far was me, but I read some of her this week, and I really liked it, and I thought I just wanted to share a bit of that, too. Anyway, she said, abide in my love. She said, I need that. I need that these days so very much. There can be so many reasons we need God's love. Hard times in our family or our world, or maybe we don't even need a reason. We just need God's love. It's so easy to pass up such a simple invitation, abide in my love. And yet we do pass it up sometimes. It's so simple, she said, and yet so complicated. Sometimes we distrust the truth of love. We suspect that it's too simple, and so we reject the kindness, the compassion, even the love that we need. But Jesus asks us to abide in his love. We need it. We need love. We need to be loved. We need to feel love. We need to express it. I believe that that is at the heart of what it means to be human. And that is why God made us. God approached us, and God chooses to be in relationship with us. Love is why God does what God does. It's why we do what we do, why we have relationships at all with our friends or our partners or our family, why we have kids, why we try to take care of people around us. Were it not for love, I wonder where we would be. But sometimes we need to be reminded. Sometimes we can't remember. Sometimes we make lists of who's in and who's out. Sometimes we decide that kind of being judging is right and mercy is just something God does at the end. But Jesus says, abide in my love. No tests or achievements, no self-improvement necessary, just God's love. So we come and we don't know how people will respond when we offer God's care, but still we do. We abide in love, and God loves. She says, "That's what I'm thinking about this week, what I'm holding in my heart, because without abiding in Jesus' love, sometimes all of our lives that change, even all of our loves that change, are too much to bear on our own. Abide in my love," Jesus said. Amen.